This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government is committed to set an example by cracking down on terrorists through innovative means. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today, he directed all security agencies to work in a mission mode and ensure quick response in a coordinated manner. He highlighted that the fight against terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir is in its decisive phase. Mr. Shah added that recent incidents show that terrorism has been forced to shrink from highly organized acts of terrorist violence to a mere proxy war. The Home Minister emphasized on seamless coordination amongst the security agencies, identifying vulnerable areas and addressing the security concerns of such areas. Mr. Shah also appreciated security agencies and Jammu and Kashmir administration for successful conduct of Lok Sabha elections, which witnessed record voter turnout in Jammu and Kashmir. The Home Minister also reviewed the preparedness for the Amarnath Yatra. The annual Yatra is set to begin from the 29th of this month and will continue till the 19th of August. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said no official of National Testing Agency NTA will be spared if found guilty of irregularities in conducting this year's National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET exam. Speaking to media persons at Sambalpur in Odisha, he said some irregularities have come to light in two places. He said the government is concerned about this and no culprit will be spared. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurated the newly constructed Prerana Sthal in the Parliament House complex this evening. The Prerana Sthal has been developed in such a way that the visitors to the Parliament complex could easily see the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place. Arrangements are also being made to provide detailed information to the visitors through modern technology regarding the lives and contributions of these freedom fighters. Vice President Dhankar, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Narayan Singh, Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju, Ashwini Vaishnav, Arjun Ram Meghwal and L. Murugan, present on the occasion, paid tributes to the great leaders and to the freedom fighters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as the Prime Minister for the third term. People can submit their ideas and suggestions through toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum till 28th June. The first ever direct flight between India and Cambodia was launched today. The flight was officially inaugurated by Deputy Prime Minister of Cambodia, Neth Savyan, and the Indian Ambassador to Cambodia, Devyani Khobragare. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Cambodia said this move marks the start of the first tourism year and will boost tourism and people-to-people connections. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the eve of Eid-ul-Adha. In her message, the president said the holy festival of Eid-ul-Adha is a symbol of renunciation and sacrifice. The president said the festival gives the message of love, brotherhood and social harmony. President Murmu said this festival inspires people to engage in selfless service to humanity. In archery, Ankita Bhagat and Bhajan Kaur sealed India a quota place in the women's individual recurve event from the final Olympic qualifier in Antalya, Turkey today. By progressing to the quarterfinal stage, they helped book a place for India at the Paris Olympics. In women's cricket, India defeated South African team by 143 runs in the first of the three-match ODI series in Bengaluru. Playing first, India set a target of 266 runs for the visitors. In reply, South Africa were bowled out for a paltry 122 runs. Soon Lut top scored with 33 runs. For India, Asha Shobana took 4 wickets. Earlier, the Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue made 265 for 8 in their allotted 50 overs against the Laura Volvat-led team. And that is the end of this news bulletin.